Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across the region, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, cooler breezes in Haifa as the evening progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that Israel has killed a senior Hamas terrorist responsible for deadly attacks in the 2000s. This operation took place in the central Gaza Strip. Also, Walla reports in the past hour that the IDF has eliminated Farah Hamad, the Hamas terrorist linked to Lamour's son, Harmelech's husband's death. Also this hour, Israel Hayom confirms that the operation targeting Hamad was a coordinated airstrike in Gaza. Separately, JNS reports that the U.S. has imposed sanctions on individuals as breaks and businesses supporting Hezbollah and Kataib Hezbollah. The U.S. Treasury Secretary emphasized their commitment to tracking these networks. And finally, from JTA, a documentary alleging Israel's actions in Gaza received a standing ovation in Venice. The Israeli army says the film distorts wartime proportionality. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News, a major news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Algeria has severed ties with the UAE, accusing them of hostile actions. Middle East 24 shared earlier today that Hezbollah is seeking secret talks with Syria to avoid a collapse. This could shift regional dynamics significantly. Al Arabiya English posted recently about footage showing U.S. Air Force operations over the Middle East, including F-35s conducting refueling missions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the operation in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post details that this was a joint effort by the ISA, IDF, and Israel police. The target, a senior Hamas figure, had orchestrated several attacks in the West Bank. This strike comes as part of ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks, reinforcing Israel's commitment to regional security. Turning to the elimination of Farah Hamad, Walla highlights that the operation involved elite Israeli forces, and it's part of a broader campaign against key Hamas operatives. This move is expected to impact Hamas's activities in the West Bank, demonstrating Israel's tactical reach. Meanwhile, the U.S. sanctions reported by JNS target networks aiding Hezbollah. These measures underscore the U.S.'s dedication to curbing terror financing. This could strain relations further between the U.S. and groups allied with Iran, intensifying regional tensions. Finally, the film In Venice, covered by JTA, has sparked controversy. It portrays Israel's military actions in Gaza. The Israeli army disputes the film's claims, emphasizing the complexity of military ethics. This could influence international perceptions of Israel's military policies. On the economic front, first, from tech, Meta has lost its $1.5 billion AI recruit, Andrew Tulloch, who resigned less than a year after joining. This departure raises questions about Meta's strategic direction in AI. Separately, Maariv Business reports a significant deal in the agriculture sector. Tivtam and Granot are partnering to supply fruits and vegetables across Israel. This could reshape the retail landscape. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a challenge for Israel's electric vehicle market. With only one charging port for every 19,000 residents, infrastructure lags behind the growing demand for electric cars. This could slow the adoption of EVs in Israel. Zinhilith. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.